Had about half a ton at the time.
That's not a great deal. Were you worried about running out?
Yes, I was. But after I talked to my blue coal dealer, I felt a lot better. I gave him all the information, and he said he'd seen that I was taken care of.
And how has it worked out, sir?
Fine, first rate. The blue coal dealer sees that I always have enough on hand to keep the furnace going, and that's good enough for me. The way I look at it, we're all in this together.
Back to the shadow.
Lamont, this case is crazy. Our only suspect killed.
I wonder. Margo, will you go and stay with Enid Marlowe? It's important.
Why, yes, of course, Lamont.
Come upstairs, Lamont. I want to check the location of the phone Enid used.
All right, Commissioner.
You see, Enid and Howard can't have done that killing. They were together when it happened. Afterwards, he was out cold and she was phoning.
So she says.
Yeah. Say, Lamont, could old Ben Marlowe be mixed up in this?
Well, since he can walk, he's a suspect.
Yeah. And why should he want to keep his being able to walk a secret?
I don't know. Oh, there's the phone Enid used.
Yeah, we've got a murder, but there's no sense to it.
I think Undo knew something and was killed to silence him.
Let's have a talk with Mr. Marlowe.
All right. And which is his room?
Well, this is the only door that's closed. I'll knock.
And try the door.
It's not locked now.
Well, come in, come in, come in. What's the matter? What in time ails... Why, Weston, what are you doing here? Lamont Cranston.
Mr. Marlowe, there's been a little scare here. Your granddaughter called me.
Have you been asleep, Mr. Marlowe?
Yes, for an hour at least. What's happened?
An arrow was shot through your library window. It nearly hit Enid Marlowe.
It's that Indian. I warned Howard and her he'd kill him as soon as look at them.
Mr. Morrow, what's this? I just found a tuck between the wall and the head of your bed.
I don't know. It looks like a boot.
Yes. Look, Commissioner.
Mm-hmm.
A boot that leaves a print, like a cloven hoof.
Ando must have stuck it there while I was sleeping.
How could he when your door was locked?
Why... It wasn't locked.
Marlowe, you hated this servant. What would you say if I told you we just found him in the orchard, stabbed to death?
I'd say good riddance. That's what I'd say.
Mr. Marlowe, we learned tonight that you can walk and are keeping it a secret.
That's my business.
Then, Marlowe, I'll have to arrest
you. Now, wait, Commissioner. Don't act yet. We need to know something else.
I have all the outrages. Send my niece to me. I want my lawyer.
Marlowe is busy now, sir. I'll tell her in a little while. Come along, Lamont.
Commissioner, I'll have your scalp for this.
Lamont, Ben Marlowe's lying about that locked door. He can walk. He knows archery. He hated the Indian and he killed him. Why shouldn't I arrest him?
Because I want you to arrest Enid Marlowe at once.
Lamont, you're crazy. I'll do nothing of the sort.
Police are gone, Enid?
Yes, Howard.
All of them?
I believe so.
I'll go to bed. I'm exhausted.
I'm going to sit here and read a while. I'm not sleepy.
Well, don't stay down too long.
Only another half hour.
That's long enough.
Good night.
Good night, Enid.
Well, where's my book? Oh, here it is. What's that? Oh, someone's at the French windows. Who's there?
Don't be frightened, Miss Marlowe. It's Lamont Cranston.
Oh, I couldn't imagine who...
Sorry to break in on you like this, Miss Marlowe, but...
I thought you'd gone to the police.
No, Miss Marlowe, I was too uneasy about you to leave here.
Really, I'm able to take care of myself, Mr. Cranston.
Quite a storm we've had.
Yes.
Say, here's something unusual. You know what it is?
Well, it's some sort of tom-tom Mr. Williams brought back from Guatemala.
A very special kind of tom-tom. This, bowl-shaped thing is part of a human skull. The membrane is a serpent skin.
Well, what of it?
They say if you beat on it in the correct rhythm, you can reach the soul of the listener and control it.
Oh, what nonsense.
Yes. Well, it might be amusing to see what we can do with this, this skull and snakeskin drum. Let's try.
If you like.
Oh, it's all in fun. I'll snap off the ceiling lights and, there. One dim light to help create the mood and... Oh, let's move your chair back a foot. Like that. Well, that's interesting. You're not in front of the window anymore, and yet your shadow falls in the same place. How strange. Listen. Your are supposed to begin quite lightly, so as not to stir the soul of the hearer too deeply. Hear the tempo quicken?
I wish you'd stop. What's the idea of this farce?
Hush, don't get excited. Just listen. The idea is to lull the mind of the listener, to waken the soul, to bring both mind and soul under the power of the one who beats the drum.
It's so silly that it's impossible.
Of course, it's merely what we call hypnotism. Now, you're asleep, Enid Marlowe. You will sleep until I waken you. You'll not know that I've hypnotized you. You will sit here in this chair until the arrow breaks the window. Then you will rise. You will shriek in agony, and then faint. You will shriek and faint.
Shriek and faint.
You will lie unconscious for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. And then you will rise and walk past the window. Walk past the window.
Past the window.
Now, wake up, Miss Marlowe. Wake up.
What? What are you saying?
You seem drowsy. I spoke to you.
I'm not the least drowsy.
Well, that's good. Now, will you please excuse me for a few minutes? Gotta get up the street quickly. I'd like to show Cranston and that stupid policeman this death machine of mine using a crossbow in this day and age to commit murder. No one would believe it. There she is. Enid's in her chair. I can see her shadow. My bow is aimed directly at it. Now to wind up the bowspring. All ready. Now, go. I hit her. She fell. She's dead. Dead. What's that? I thought I hoped. There's no one.
Oh, yes, Howard Williams. I am here. Right at the foot of the tree.
I can't see anything.
I am the Shadow.
The Shadow? I've heard of the Shadow.
Many criminals have. Criminals like you, Howard. Murderers. I saw you shoot that arrow that broke the window.
Oh, you saw me do it, Shadow? You stood and watched me kill Enid?
And you admit it?
Why not? There's nothing you can do, even if you are human and could testify in a court, because you're an accomplice.
It's true, I didn't try to stop you.
That's right. I didn't kill Enid. We killed Enid, you and I.
Why did you do it?
To get my grandfather's money.
I thought he was poor.
That's what everyone thinks. But he owns land in the tropics that's worth $100,000, and only I know it.
You killed Enid so that you could be the only heir?
Yes, of course.
And soon you plan to kill your grandfather?
Yes, but suspicion will never fall on me.
Why did you kill Ando?
He tried to blackmail me and got what was coming to him. The police will think it was the Mariposas who got him, that they killed Enid trying to get at me. I planned everything.
You even wrote the police an anonymous warning, didn't you?
I wanted them to hear about the Mariposas, the boogeymen that I invented. I'm safe, I tell you perfectly. Enid's dead.
Is Enid dead, Howard? Are you sure?
What?
Look at the window. See?
It's Enid's ghost.
No, Enid's alive and well.
No, that's impossible.
It's the truth. Now am I your accomplice, or will I dare to give you up?
You think you've beaten me. I know where you must be standing, even if I can't see you. I'll shoot you.
You men, look out! Howard, don't try to move.
I can't move. I slipped. The arrow's in my chest.
He's dead. Paid for his crime with death.
Well, yes, Lamont, but I don't see how Howard Williams could have fired that first arrow at Enid. He was right in the room with her.
Well, Margot, that arrow was fired from a crossbow Howard had fastened up in a tree. It had an automatic timer on it. He set the timer in advance, and the arrow was shot off automatically.
Well, I know, but that first arrow missed Enid.
He meant it to. Howard wanted to build up his strange legend about the Mariposas. Oh, incidentally, Mariposa is the Spanish word for a moth or butterfly. That's all it means.
Oh. But Lamont, Ando was killed when Howard was in a dead faint.
No, Margot, he was acting. As soon as Enid dashed upstairs, Howard ran for the orchard to remove his bow. He met Andu and killed him. Then he dashed back and fainted all over again. Ironic, isn't it?
What's ironic?
His own dodge gave me the idea of how to fool him. I knew Howard wouldn't use the automatic timer when he tried to kill Enid. He'd shoot the arrow himself. So I moved her chair from in front of the window without changing the position of her shadow. Then I hypnotized her so that she would scream and faint when Howard shot. He thought he killed her, and he confessed. And now, you explain the mystery of how old Mr. Marlowe's door got locked and then unlocked.
Well, Howard must have locked it just before the check came.
Well, that's my own guess, but when was it unlocked?
Well, when you and I and the commissioner went into the orchard. And he must have hidden that boot there at the same time.
Right.
But why did Mr. Marlowe conceal the fact that he could walk?
Because of something you wouldn't understand, Margot. Masculine pride.
Really?
Yes, Margot. Ben Marlowe can walk. But it's a pretty wobbly sort of walk, and he's a proud old guy.
Do you mean that he was ashamed to be seen?
Yes. He wanted to wait until he could walk in on Eden straight and quick and strong as ever.
Well, I'll never understand men as long as I live.
Now let me introduce Blue Coal's distinguished heating expert, John Barclay.
Thank you, Ken Roberts, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. These wartime days, fuel conservation is so important that I feel we can't stress it too much. So I'm going to give you a few simple, easy-to-follow suggestions that will help you save a lot of coal. First of all, avoid excessive temperatures. An overheated house is bad for your health and hard on your pocketbook. It takes a lot more coal to keep your home at 77 degrees than at 70 degrees. Another thing, don't keep your garage as warm as your home. As a matter of fact, a temperature of 40 degrees is better for your car and a lot easier on your checkbook. And friends, if you believe in plenty of fresh air in your bedroom and keep the windows wide open, close the bedroom door tight. You'll avoid chilling the rest of the house and wasting coal to heat it up again. And if you have a sunroom, don't try to heat it. The large window area makes it too expensive to heat. But if you must heat it, equip it with storm windows and weather stripping to conserve coal. Finally, always close outside doors promptly. A little gossip by an open door will chill your house and waste coal. Now, folks, these are easy precautions to take, and it's surprising how they do save valuable fuel. I thank you.
The Shadow program is based on a story copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again next week, The Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Same time, same station, your friendly Blue Coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. Be sure to listen. This story produced by the DL&W Coal Company, distributors of Blue Coal. This is Mutual. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.